From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Insight. I'm Amy Jeffries. A new series of conversations about what to do with the East Baton Rouge Parish schools has begun. Beyond Bricks EBR got started in response to an effort to restructure the parish school district and allow individual schools to be more autonomous. Anna Fogel got drawn into the search for other solutions as the head of a group representing parents of children in the Gifted and Talented program, which was threatened by the restructuring plan. But the conversations are much broader than just gifted and talented. Reverend Robin McCullough Beatty with the Interfaith Federation is helping to get churches and faith leaders involved. Thanks to you both for coming in. First to you, Reverend Beatty, how did you get involved in this? What was your experience with the parish schools?
Well, this summer I had a chance to work with some children up in North Baton Rouge. And long ago I was trained as a classroom teacher. So part of it is just a passion that I have for public education that kind of went a little dormant and now has been stirred up.
What was it that you saw in North Baton Rouge last summer that made you think, okay, I really need to get involved in this issue again?
Well, we were involved in an intensified program. It was a kids' cafe, and some of the children had so minimum self-discipline, and I thought, they will be in the hallway all the time, because what teacher will be able to have the patience to not only teach the subject, but also teach a discipline that they obviously had not gotten.
It's interesting that you bring up the issue of discipline, and discipline preceding the issue of academics and learning. When I have talked with parents about what ails the schools in Baton Rouge, it is exactly that. Often academics is not the first thing that comes up. It's discipline. It's problems with bullying and fighting in schools. So I wonder if that was also part of the inspiration for you, Anna Fogel, or if that is something that you've only encountered as you've started to have these conversations in the community.
Yes, discipline is a concern, both from the way that Reverend Beatty meant it and having our own self-discipline within our own bodies, and especially for young children, that's difficult. And also, how do we administer consequences for students to help them know how to behave better? But really, this has been about helping the community to understand that our public schools is really just a reflection of our community. And the issues we have in our public schools are the issues that are within our community, with discipline and violence and poverty being front and foremost.
There have been many conversations about how to improve the schools in Baton Rouge over the years. What is different about this set of conversations? Reverend Beatty?
I think part of it is we've worked hard to start without an agenda, to really be a listening session. And so it's the conversations are, we move people from one point to the next, but it's more of to address, you know, what people perceive the issues are, but also what might be some solutions. And so it's a grassroots effort. It's not been, and there's no set outcome that we're looking for. And so what has happened is I've been really excited how diverse the audiences have been, and diverse particularly not just those who have children or grandchildren in the system, but so many people who said, well, I'm a graduate of Terra, or I went to Capital, and proud of the school, of the education that they received in our public schools, and want to pass that on to the current children and the next generation.
Anna Fogel?
We have been very strategic in making sure there's no agenda when we come into these conversations. However, in the community engagement process that we're following, it is important to frame the conversation. And so part of the process of the listening events is going through some facts around the district. We give some facts about the demographics of our school system as well as our parish. We give facts about the accountability system, because that's how our schools are measured right now. And then we give facts about our leadership.
In what ways are the demographics of the school system and the parish significant to these conversations?
Currently, our school system is not representative of our community in the demographics. The racial makeup of our parish is about 46.5% white, 47-48% black. And the racial makeup of our school system is almost 80% black with 10% white. So that's a huge difference that we need to talk about.
How does that come into play in terms of what the success of the school system is now, what the challenges are now, what kind of feelings parents and students have about the schools now.
In three different settings in the last 2 weeks, I've had a variety of people talk about some of the problems with our schools starting as we desegregated. And so in the desegregation process, the number of whites who left the schools, and they left their support, they left their commitment to education for all. And so as someone in the last group said, we still need to heal from desegregation. Did you want to say anything more on that, Anna? Or?
When we talk about the disparity of participation in the public school system in our community, it really just boils down to we have a whole group that is not engaged. And public education, you know, one of our biggest feeders to LSU, to Southern, to BRCC, our employment here in Baton Rouge. So it impacts all of us. And the more that we can get participation, whether their kids are enrolled or not, getting participation from the full community is really critical.
Anna Fogel and Reverend Robin McCullough Beatty are two of the organizers of Beyond Bricks EBR, an ongoing series of conversations about recharging public schools in Baton Rouge. Thanks again for being here.
Thank you.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is WRKF.